Morning, everybody.
早上好。
Many years ago, when I was about 20 years old, I was on a mission trip to Mexico in Piedras Negras, and I met a young Chinese man who was also traveling there at the time.
很多年前，当我二十多岁的时候，我有一次去墨西哥参加一次宣教活动，在路上我遇到了一个年轻的中国人，他也去那儿。
And I shared my beliefs about Christianity with him, and he seemed kind of curious about it, but he had recently been the witness to the tragedy at Tiananmen Square, and several of his friends had been killed there.
我和他分享了福音信息，他对基督教很好奇，但是他刚刚见证了天安门惨剧，他的朋友们在那儿被杀害。
So he told me that believing in Jesus wasn't going to keep those kinds of things from happening, and so what they really needed was a different kind of power.
他说信耶稣不能阻止这一类的事情再次发生，他们需要的是另外的一种力量。
About a year or two ago, our family was helping a ministry to bring some groceries to people who are living in a retirement community here in Tallahassee.
一两年前，我们家在从事一项帮助退休公寓的老人买菜的侍奉。
And a lot of times the tenants there would like to talk, and this one man talked to me for a very long time, and he said, "Oh, I used to be a deacon in my church."
有时候他们很喜欢谈话，其中有一个人跟我谈了很长的一段时间，他说他曾经是一个教会的执事。
And I asked him about his faith now, but then his face looked kind of sad, and he said, "Well, I don't know if I can believe in a God anymore that lets such terrible things happen in the world."
当我问到他现在的信仰，他的脸色有一些难看，说这个世上每天有这么多糟糕的事情发生，我实在不能相信，还能不能信神？
I think all of us at one time or another have questioned the power of God.
我想我们每一个人都曾经对着神的能力有过疑问。
Certainly, people throughout the Bible have questioned it.
圣经里面的人通篇也有这样的一个疑问。
Even King David, who was probably the most loyal person to God in the Bible, often wrote in his Psalms, "Oh Lord, how long are we going to have to put up with our enemies and all these terrible things that are happening, etc."
甚至大卫王，神忠心的仆人，他在诗篇里也这样写道：“说耶和华，我们忍耐我们的仇敌要到几时呢？”如此这样的话。
And no doubt the disciples and Jesus' followers questioned the power of God when they saw Christ crucified.
毫无疑问，当主的门徒们看见耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他们对神的能力也有疑问。
So is God powerful?
那么神是不是有能力的？
If we grew up going to Sunday school, we're certainly taught that God is powerful.
如果你从小上主日学，你就知道主日学一定会教导你，是的。
We read about stories of Noah's Ark and the parting of the Red Sea and the plagues of Egypt that released the Israelites and water coming out of rocks and manna from heaven and all sorts of amazing wonders that God did.
我们会听到有诺亚方舟、红海分水、埃及瘟疫、岩石出水、天降玛拿等等这一切的奇迹。
In the New Testament, we read about all the many spectacular miracles of Jesus. He turned the water into wine, the blind see, the lame walk, the stormy sea is calmed, and 5,000 people are fed from a few loaves and fishes.
在新约里面，我们也读到很多耶稣所行的奇迹，如变水为酒、瞎眼得见、瘸腿走路、平息海上的风暴、5000人从一点点的鱼和面包里面得饱。
But perhaps it's these kinds of spectacular miracles we read about in the Bible that set up our expectation for what God could be doing in our lives.
或许是因为圣经里面所展示的神的奇妙的大能，让我们对神在我们今日，在我们的现在今日的生命里所做的有很高的期待。
And to be sure, I believe that God is still doing amazing miracles today.
事实上，神在今日仍在进行他奇妙的大能。
Just recently, we got news of a friend who had a stage 4 cancer, who was told by the doctors she was definitely going to die, and she was completely healed of the cancer, no trace of it all whatsoever.
最近我们刚刚听到一个消息，我们家认识的一个人，他从4期癌症痊愈，医生当时说他是肯定活不久的。
And when Wendy asked her, "Was there anything special that you did?" she said, "No, nothing at all. It's all the glory goes to God."
Wendy 问他当时问他有没有做过什么特别的事情，他说没有，一切荣耀都归于神。
I know a man who was cured of Lou Gehrig's disease, which technically has no cure. He's perfectly healthy now.
我还认识一个人，他得了卢加雷氏症，是一种不治之症，但是他现在已经痊愈了。
And I think it's important that we do see the power of God at work in our world. I mean, after all, who would believe in a God who seems to have no power?
所以我想，我们确实能看见神在我们在这个世上，在我们的生命当中，他的力量和作为。毕竟，谁会去相信一个没有能力的神？
One of God's most fundamental characteristics is His power, His omnipotence, His supremacy over the whole world and everything that's in it.
神的本质就是他的能力，他的无所不能，超于万物之上。
But we want to know that God's powerful.
但是我们想知道神是大有能力的。
And I'm sure that each one of us has a long list of areas in our life where we would like God to be more powerful.
我想我们每一个人在我们生命旅程当中都有长长一串的地方，我们希望有神的大能展现。
Maybe you or a loved one has a very serious illness that you would like to be healed.
或许你所爱的人得了重症，需要医治。
Maybe you have an older child who's making a lot of bad decisions and you feel like there's nothing you can do about it.
或许你有一个大一点的孩子，他在成长过程中有很多错误的选择。
Maybe you get stressed out about big exams or where you're going to get to go to college.
或许你正在担心你最后的大考，或者是不是在能上一个好的大学。
So then maybe we go to the scripture and see, well, what does it take? What do we have to do for God to do these kinds of miracles in our lives?
像你打开圣经，就想看看怎样才能让神为我们行这或大或小的奇迹。
A pretty quick look at the gospel reveals that it's got something to do with faith.
打开福音书，很快你就会发现，这一定跟信心有关。
After many of Jesus' miracles, he said, "Your faith has healed you."
好几次耶稣在行奇迹治愈病人以后，他都说：“你的信治了你，你的信救了你。”
So then maybe we go and pray to God again, you know, for some miracle, but we try to have more faith this time. And maybe it doesn't happen right away, and so we start once again to get impatient and to question the power of God.
所以或者你这次会再一次祷告，带着更多的信心，但是应许不一定马上就会来。然后或许你又开始对神的能力有不耐烦。
But if you've been praying for something, have you ever stopped to ask the question, what does God want for your life?
所有这些，你有没有认真的问过自己这样一个问题？神到底要我的生活怎样？
In other words, how does God want to be powerful in your life?
换一句话说，神怎样才能在你的生活当中有力量？
If we read further into the Gospels and the Scripture, we find that what Christ really wants more than anything from us is relationship.
再进一步，我们就发现，神他在我们生命当中，他最想要的就是和我们的一个关系。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus says, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well, all the things that we want or were concerned about.
马太福音六章三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。
John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you,You will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章第五节说到：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。住在我里面的，我也住在他里面，他就结出很多果子。因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。”
But your reaction might be, "Well, why is Jesus all interested in a relationship when I'm in a crisis right now?"
或许你的反应是。我现在正在危机当中，为什么耶稣还要对什么关系感兴趣？
We're kind of like the damsel in distress who needs the knight in shining armor to come and to save us from whatever it is that's threatening us.
我们就好像是那个急需白马王子来救的落难公主。
And then we might tell the knight, well, you can go away now that you've done your job, because I kind of like my privacy and sort of like to do the things the way I like to do them.
救完你以后，然后你就告诉他你可以走了，因为我比较在意我的隐私。
But in reality, when Jesus shows up on his horse, he says, "Get up on my horse with me. Let's ride."
但实际上，耶稣来了之后，他告诉我们说，上马来，我们一起走。
Because what Jesus has always wanted more than anything is for our sins to be forgiven, but then for us to believe in him and to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣最想要的就是我们的罪被得赦免，让我们有和神有一个关系。
And most of us know the story of when Jesus was preaching, and there was a man who was paralyzed, but there were so many people around Jesus, they couldn't get to him, so they lowered their paralyzed friend through the roof so they could get to Jesus.
在马太福音里面有一个很有名的故事，就是有几个人为了救他们瘫痪的朋友，从屋顶打洞把他放下去。
And presumably the man very much wanted to be healed of his paralysis, but he knew that Jesus was the only one who had the authority and the power to do it.
我们可以推定这个瘫痪的人他非常想得医治，他从他心里知道只有耶稣才有这个权柄和能力来医治他。
But when Jesus saw the man, he didn't offer healing, not right away, but rather he offered forgiveness of his sins.
但是当耶稣看见他们极大的信心，他首先给他们的不是医治，而是罪得赦免。
And only after the Pharisees protested about this blasphemy that Jesus had said, according to them,is it written in Mark chapter 2, which is easier, this is Jesus speaking, which is easier to say to a paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat and walk? But to prove to you that I have authority to forgive sins, he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. And he got up, he took his mat, and he walked out in full view of them all. And this amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this.
只有在法利赛人指责耶稣所健忘的话的时候，耶稣才说，对瘫子说你的罪赦免了，或者说起来拿着你的褥子走，哪一样容易呢？然而为了要你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，他就对瘫子说，我吩咐你起来拿起你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众出去了。众人都非常惊奇，称颂神说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
So when Jesus told the man his sins were forgiven, the Pharisees were kind of shocked and annoyed. But when they saw the man healed, they were amazed.
当耶稣告诉那人他的罪被赦免了，法利赛人当时是震惊和恼怒。但是当他看到那人的病得医治，又都很惊奇。
It seems like Jesus' question was kind of rhetorical, right? I mean, to us, it would certainly seem easier to tell somebody your sins are forgiven than it would be...to cause them to be cured of paralysis and to get up and to walk away.
在我们看来，耶稣的这个问题是一个不需要回答的问题，因为当然是告诉人罪得赦免，比告诉瘫子起来行走更加容易。
But Jesus had a different perspective.
但是耶稣他有一个不同的观点。
First of all, Jesus knew what it would cost him for that man's sins to be forgiven, and ultimately what it would take.To show his power and his authority over death on the cross.
首先，耶稣知道让人罪得赦免的代价是什么，和最终证明他胜过罪和死亡的权威是什么。
And Jesus also understood that in healing him, he was giving him something of temporary importance, whereas forgiving his sins was something of eternal importance.
第二，耶稣知道他给病人。他的病得医治只是暂时的价值，但是给他罪得赦免，那就永恒的价值。
When you think about it, the body of that man who was healed and all the thousands of people who Jesus healed have turned to dust over 1,000 years ago, but the spirits of these people who believed in Jesus are still with Jesus Christ today.
那个人的身体和千千万万其他从耶稣病得医治的人一样，他们的身体在1000年前都已经归于尘土。但是他们的灵现在与耶稣同在。
Which of the two miracles that Jesus did that day do you think is the most amazing?
那么在耶稣所行的这两个奇迹中，你认为哪一个更令人惊奇呢？
Interestingly, in this story, we don't really get any evidence that the Pharisees were moved by this amazing miracle to believe in Jesus and to give their life to him and follow him.
另外一点有意思的事情，我们可以看到法利赛人好像并没有被这些奇迹所打动，没有，并没有信他，跟随他。
And Jesus attributed this to them having a hard heart. In other words, they didn't want a relationship with God through Jesus.
耶稣说这是因为他们的心硬，换句话说，他们不想和神有关系。
So even though they were witness to this dramatic, amazing miracle right in front of them, it had no power in their life.
所以，当如此之大的一个我们可能一辈子都见不到的奇迹展现在他们的面前的时候，他们依然不信。
In the book of Exodus, we read about how the Israelites were warned to stay away from Mount Sinai, where Moses was talking to God, and there was a cloud descended, and there was lightning and thunder, and the earth shook, and there was a trumpet sound, and the people trembled and were afraid and stayed away from the mountain.
在出埃及记里面，我们读到神怎样警告以色列人不要靠近西乃山，他像云降在山上，然后有雷和闪电，有很响的号角声，大地摇动，人们都颤抖。
But even so, as soon as Moses came down from the mountain, he found that they had created a golden calf to worship instead of God, which upset Moses so badly he smashed the two tablets that God had just written his Ten Commandments on.
尽管如此，当摩西从山上下来的时候，他发现他们已经丢弃了神，他们自铸了牛犊去金牛犊去崇拜。摩西是如此的愤怒，他把神给他的刻的十诫的石板都摔碎了。
So the awe and amazement of the Israeli people was very short-lived, just for the same reason as the Pharisees.
所以以色列人他们对神敬畏的时间真的是很短很短，就像那些法利赛人一样。
And when Moses went back to God, what he pleaded with God over and over again was,Stay with us. Don't leave us. Please go with us.
但是当摩西回到神那里，他向神一遍又一遍所求的是和我们在一起，不要离弃我们，和我们一起走。
What Moses really understood was what they needed was not so much amazing signs and wonders, is the presence of their very God to be with them.
摩西知道的是，他们所需要的不是神迹和奇神迹和奇事，而是神的同在和带领。
So God reaffirmed His covenant on Moses' behalf, and He descended in a cloud and He rewrote the Ten Commandments on the second stone tablets in exactly the same way that He had done before.
所以神再次确认了他和他民的约，从云中降下，重新写了一套和第一次一模一样的石板。
It was the very first backup from the cloud.
这是第一次从云端的备份。
You've seen if you're awake, but you passed the test, failed the test. Okay, Moses continued to walk with God all of his days.
我们知道在耶稣的时代。
Okay, and as we know in Jesus' time, there are many zealots in Israel, including Simon the Zealot, who was one of Jesus' own disciples.
耶稣时代有很多分锐党人，包括他的门徒分锐党西门。
And zealots were people who wanted more than anything to overthrow the Roman Empire that was suppressing the Jewish people at the time of Jesus.
分锐党是一群当时要竭力推翻罗马人统治的压迫以色列人的一群人。
What the zealots were hoping and waiting for more than anything was the coming of the Messiah, the person who would come and not just overthrow the Romans, but do it with the power of God.
他们真正想要和祈求的是弥赛亚的到来，他们用神的力量，而不是用军事的力量来推翻罗马统治。
And so when they saw Jesus coming and doing all these amazing miracles, they thought that must be the one. That's the one who's going to save us from the Romans and fulfill all our hopes.
所以当他们看见耶稣所行的奇迹的时候，他们就想，这一定就是那一位，他们的希望就升起来。
So they showered him with praise and just.Came short of crowning him king as he entered Jerusalem for the last time.
所以当耶稣最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候，他们大声献上他们的赞美和感谢，就差一点把他高为神，高为王。
But of course, all their hopes and dreams came crashing down as the Jewish leaders turned them against Jesus, and Jesus ended up crucified on the cross.
但是当他们的领袖转身反对耶稣的时候， 当他们看见耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他们的希望就泯灭了。
And they even mocked Jesus and said, "Well, if you're really the Messiah, if you're really the Son of God, then you should come down from the cross and save yourself."
所以他们嘲笑他说，如果你真的是弥赛亚，是神的儿子，你就可以从十字架上下来，来救你自己。
But again, Jesus had an eternal perspective.
但是耶稣有他永恒的意念。
He knew that in dying on the cross and rising from the dead, he would conquer death and sin, not only that day, but forever.
他知道借着他的死，他就战胜了罪，从死里复活，永恒的、永远的战胜了死亡。
And again, the Roman Empire has passed away and fallen over 1,000 years ago, but those who have believed in Jesus are still with him.
罗马帝国1000年前就已经灭没了，但是耶稣和所有信他的都还活着。
So who do you think had the power the day that Jesus died, the Romans or Jesus Christ?
所以你想，你认为在耶稣死的那一天，谁在掌权？是罗马人还是耶稣基督？
Yet the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Corinthians admitted that many people have trouble believing in the power of the cross and find it hard to accept.
但是使徒保罗也承认，他在哥林多前书里面说到。有权柄的基督死在十字架上，确实是让人很难接受的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul writes, Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
在哥林多前书一章，保罗写道：犹太人要求神迹，希腊人寻求智慧，我们却传扬钉十字架的基督，在犹太人看来是绊脚石，在外族人看来是愚笨的，但对那些蒙召的人，不论是犹太人或是希腊人，基督是神的能力，神的智慧。
And certainly we are truly blessed to have had our sins forgiven and to know that we'll have eternity with our Lord.
我们满有祝福，是因为我们信他，他就赦免我们的罪，在永恒里与神同在。
But receiving Christ's forgiveness is by no means where the power of God ends in our life.
但是罪被神赦免，神的能力绝不仅仅于此。
When we see Jesus on the cross, we see not only our salvation, but also an invitation.
当我们看到耶稣在十字架上的时候，我们看到的不仅仅是耶稣替我们的罪而死，我们也看到一份邀请。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 it says that Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
马太福音16:24说道，于是耶稣对门徒说，如果有人愿意跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In John 18:12, it says, When Jesus spoke to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will be in the light of life.
约翰福音8:12，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的必定不在黑暗里走，却要得着生命的光。
And we read before that Jesus said that I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever is cut away from me is worthless and can do nothing.
前面我们读到，耶稣是葡萄树，我们是葡萄枝，离开他，我们什么也做不了。
So Jesus invites us to have oneness with Him, to go with Him, and to go wherever the Spirit leads us.
所以耶稣邀请我们与他合一，跟他走，不管他带我们去哪里。
Now I can tell you when we pray to God for His direction, and we step out in faith to follow it, that then the power of God will be unleashed in our life.
我告诉你们，当你祷告寻求神的带领，当你听到神的呼召，你站出来跟从他，这样你就能看见神的大能在你的生命中彰显。
We read about the Apostle Paul in the Acts of the Apostles. What we see is a mere man who heard the call of God and he stepped out in faith and obedience and was empowered by God.
我们在使徒行传里看到保罗，他仅仅就是一个人，他凭着信心站出来。跟从神，彰显神的大能。
So in the verses we read this morning from 1 Corinthians, Paul writes, I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstrations of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
所以我们今天早上在读到哥林多前书二章三到五节的时候，我们看到他这样写道，我在你们那里的时候又软弱又惧怕，而且战战兢兢，我说的话讲的道都不是用智慧的话去说服人，而是用圣灵和能力来证明，使你们的信不是凭着人的智慧，而是凭着神的能力。
So what did Paul bring to the table? He brought fear, weakness, trembling, and faith. And because of that faith, God's power was able to be unleashed in him through the Holy Spirit.
那么保罗带来的是什么呢？是软弱、惧怕、战惊，还有信心，用圣灵和神的能力来证明和彰显。
When we look at the Acts of the Apostles, it's filled with these demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. He had angels come and release him from prison. They healed the blind and the lame, and they cast out spirits, and they most of all spread the good news of the gospel across almost all of the known world at the time, and founded dozens of churches and reached thousands of people for Christ.
在《使徒行传》里面，我们看到有很多有充满圣灵能力证明的例子，包括保罗和他的和其他使徒使瞎眼的得看见，瘸腿的行走，死里复活，甚至从天使从天牢里从牢房带领出牢房赶鬼，但是最重要的一切是传扬福音，建立教会，建立耶稣基督在世上的基石。
So when we look at Paul's life, we see this just explosive power of God, like nothing has ever been seen before Jesus, since Jesus.
所以我们在看到保罗的生命当中，他就有这神极大能力的彰显。
But it all began with a simple encounter with Jesus Christ, listening to his call, and then Paul obeying God.
但是这一切都是从遇到耶稣并且决定跟从他，不管他带你去哪儿而开始。
But even so, the skeptics and mockers could look at the Acts of the Apostles and make a case against the power of God. They could say, well, wait a minute. Look at all these things that happened to Paul. You know, where was God when all these terrible things happened to him?
但是即便如此，那些从前嘲笑讥讽的，他仍然会说，喂，等一等，那如果神真的是有这么大能力的话，那他们为什么没有保护好保罗？
By Paul's own account in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, three times I was beaten with rods, once I was pelted with stones, three times I was shipwrecked, I spent a night and a day in the open sea, I have been constantly on the move, I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
在哥林多后书，保罗这样写道，我被棍打过三次，被石头打过一次，三次遇着船坏，在深海里漂了一天一夜，多次行远路，遇着江河的危险、强盗的危险、同族的危险、外族的危险、城中的危险、旷野的危险、海上的危险、假弟兄的危险，劳碌辛苦，多次不得睡觉，又饥又渴，多次缺粮，赤身挨冷。除了这些外面的事，还有为各教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。
But he finishes this section by saying, if I boast of anything, I boast about my weakness.
但是在结束这一章的时候，他这样说道，如果必须夸口，我就夸自己的弱点。
In other words, it was only through his weakness that the power of God could be shown to be preeminent in his life.
换句话说，正是他人性的弱点，使他得以彰显神的大能。
So in the end, God is not so much using his power to serve us, but he's empowering us to serve.
你看，所以神他不是用他的大能来服侍我们，而是给我们他的能力来侍奉他。
When we seek to serve God instead of being served, then God's power in our life will be undeniable.
当我们去侍奉神而不是被服侍的时候，神无可置疑的大能就会彰显。
You know, many times since we've been involved in this ministry at Sandstone Ranch in southern Tallahassee, on the way driving down there, I often feel just very weak and not up to the task of talking to a bunch of kind of tough kids about Jesus.
在塔拉哈西南边有一个有一个沙石牧场的小区，我经常去那边有一个施工，在去那边的路上，有的时候我会紧张，也会有一些软弱，我觉得我做不了这个传讲耶稣的工作。
But every time we show up there, God reminds me this is not really about us. This is really about God's power just being unleashed. And so God sends the kids to come, and we share God's word. We love the kids. And I could just feel God's power at work, even though I had nothing to bring to the table. And it's just a wonderful thing.
但是神告诉我们，这不是关乎我们在做什么，而是神他的能力在做工。他召集了那些孩子，他们学习他的话语，我什么都没有带去，但是我们爱那些孩子，真的是一件非常奇妙的事情。
So we've been reminded this morning that we need faith and we need relationship with God for God's power to be seen in our lives.
所以我们需要信心，也需要和神有关系。来经历神的能力。
But how much faith do we really need?
那么我们到底需要多少信心？
Jesus talked about it several times in terms of mustard seeds.
耶稣说过好几次芥菜籽的事情故事。
In Matthew chapter 17, we read, Jesus replied, Because you have so little faith, but truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there,And it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
在马太福音，耶稣说道：“因为你们的信心太小了，我实在告诉你们，只要你们的信心像一粒芥菜籽，就是对这山说，从这里移到那里，它也必移开。没有什么是你们不能做的。”
In Mark chapter 4, verse 30, we read again. He said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it?" It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on earth, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade.
在马可福音四章又说道，我们要把神的国比作什么呢？我们可以用什么来比喻它呢？它好像一粒芥菜籽，刚种下去的时候，比地上的一切种子都小。种下以后生长起来，却比一切蔬菜都大，长出大枝子，甚至天空的飞鸟都可以在它的荫下搭窝。
I did a little background research on mustard plants to see how they use them back in Palestine. It turns out they're not useful at all. In fact, they're an invasive weed that were a big pain in the neck to the farmers because they would grow up and they'd have to work really hard to pull them up out of the ground again.
我对芥菜籽做了一点点研究，看看在巴勒斯坦那个地方它到底可以用来做什么。结果发现这个东西什么用也没有，它就是一种野草，长得很快，农民们要花很多很多精力来除掉它。
But if any of you garden, you know what seems like the unstoppable power of weeds, right?
如果你在后院种菜的话，你就知道那个野草不可阻挡的威力。
So even though it might seem kind of funny that Jesus would compare our faith in the kingdom of God with an invasive weed, we should take encouragement from that so much power can come from so little faith of just stepping out in Jesus.
虽然耶稣把我们的信心和神的国和杂草相比很好笑，但是我们确实可以从中得到鼓励，就是一点点的信心可以有如此大的力量。
But Jesus says that's the kind of faith that we need, something small and portable. We can take it with us everywhere we go. We can carry it in our pockets and It's not big or flashy.
这就是我们所要的信心， 它不大，但是我们可以把它装在口袋里面，我们可以带着它随身走，我们可以到处带着它，并不是很大。
If we share our faith with enough people in enough different circumstances, then some of those seeds will take root and grow into something really tremendous that we could have never really imagined on our own.
对，我们把这样的信心的种子，我们放在当他遇到合适的土壤和能接受的人分享，他们一点点啊、鼓励，就能够长得生根发芽，能够我们长到我们所想象不到的地步。
So the question isn't so much how much faith we have, but who do we have faith in?
那么问题就是不在于我们有多大的信心，而是在于我们信谁。
We tend to look to ourselves instead of looking to God.
我们常常倾向于是自己而不是神。
We look at what God's calling us to do, and our response is, I could never do that.
有时当我们听到神的呼召的时候，我们就会说，哦，这可我可做不了。
We might say, you know, I could never be a pastor, or I could never adopt a child, or I could never share the gospel with somebody I've never met before, or I could never teach Sunday school, or whatever it is that you think God's calling you to do that you feel like you can't do.
或许你会说 我绝对做不了牧师，我绝对没办法去收养孩子，我也绝对不可能跟一个我不认识的人去分享福音，我绝对教不了主日学，如此等等，这样很多你看起来是不可能的事。
But when we say these things, we're not really saying something about our own abilities. What we're really saying is God's not powerful.
当我们说这些话的时候，我们说的其实并不是说我们自己没有能力，而是说神没有能力。
And that's a pretty strong statement from us mere humans to the God who created the universe.
所以对于创造宇宙的神来说，我们这样说，这确实对我们是一个严厉的指控。
And when we say we can't, we might be right about that, but God can, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed.
你说我做不了这些事情，或许是对的，但是神可以。如果我们连这也不信的话，我们的信心真的是连芥菜籽也没有那么大。
Simply put,Faith has to be real, and it has to be placed in God.
简单的说，信心必须是真实的，而且也必须基于神。
And we have to prove to ourselves that our faith is real by stepping out in faith and trusting God.
所以我们也必须向我们自己证实我们的信心是真实的，而走出我们的信心，行出来。
And only then can we really see the power of God working in our lives.
只有这样，我们才能看见。神的能力在我们生命中做工。
So maybe you feel like you've never seen the power of God really working in your life.
所以你或许没有，从来没有觉得神的能力在你的生命当中做过工。
So then where do you begin?
那么你从哪儿开始呢？
First of all, we need to seek the Lord with all of our heart and all of our strength, not for what God can give us, but for God Himself.
第一，我们尽心尽意的去寻求神，不是为了神能给你什么，就是为神他自己。
And then we need to ask God to forgive our sins and for us to confess our sins.And to think really long and hard about this and confess as many as we can think of because there are probably a lot and we don't want anything to come between God and us.
所以你还要起来，你要认罪，你要向神认罪，所有你能够想得起来的罪，这样就没有不可赦免的罪在你和你的神之间。
You should ask God to reveal His presence and His love in your life.
求神他的同在，求他彰显他的爱在你的生命之中。
And then ask God, what does God want of you? What demand is He placing on your life? And then ask Him every day, because every day belongs to the Lord, and we should want to give that day to Him.
要问我们的神，他要你做什么？他招呼你的目的是什么？我们每一天都要去询问，因为我们每一天都属于神。
And then when we hear God answer, not in an earthquake or not in the wind or not in a sign in the sky, but in the still, gentle voice of the Holy Spirit, then we should listen.
所以然后你就能够听到神的回应。神的回应不是在天上，不是在云中，不是有什么特别记号，而是圣灵他轻轻温柔的声音。
And then finally, we need to step out in faith.
最后要行出你的信心来。
And then God will show his power.
然后神就会彰显他的大能。
The Holy Spirit will produce the kind of fruit in you that you never thought was possible.
圣灵会在你身上结出你从来没有想到过的果子。
And then you'll walk every day in the joy that only comes from being empowered by the living God.
这样借着从神而来的能力，你就每天可以行走在喜乐当中。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are powerful.
我们的神啊，我们真是感谢你，你是如此的有能力。
I pray, dear Lord, that you give us hearts that desire you and desire you only.
主啊，我们求你给我们这样一个心，单单仰望你。
We know we are weak. We know we are frail. We know that we can't do anything on our own.
主啊，我们知道我们是软弱的，我们凭着自己做不了什么。
But Lord God, you can.
但是神，你可以。
We place our lives before you, Lord, to take our unworthy lives and to turn them into your fruit.
我把我们的生命交托给你，求你把它再用我们的生命结出果子。
I pray that each one of you, that each one of us here, will be honest with you, Lord God, and to pick up our sins before you, Lord, so that you might forgive them through Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们每一个人在你的面前，我们诚实，我们认罪，我们赦求你赦免我们的罪。
And we plead just as Moses did, Lord, do not leave us, be with us, go with us.
我们就愿意像摩西那样祈求，不要离开我们，和我们同在，带领我们。
Lord, this morning we give you the glory that is yours alone.
主啊，我们把我们的荣耀，一切荣耀都单单归于你。
We thank you for the love and for the power of which we're so unworthy.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们的爱，你的能力，是因为你是配得的。
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.